Yeah. Welcome back to welcome back to that place where Jason and Freddy had got down that one time. Oh yeah, everybody remember that. Freddy Krueger beat up that nigga Jason in that little boiler room. Yo, this is where they sparred at first. And then they took it on to the to the fucking boiler room. Yeah, welcome back to that place. And I'm your host, West Coast Craven. And yo, Jamar's motherfucking neighborhood, man. I'm your host, Jamar Malachi Neighbors, otherwise known as, oh, you already did an AKA. Yeah, man, shit, though. So what's going on in the world, man? Shit, man, let me see what's going on in the world. Man, this is a question that I fucking got. Oh, yeah, man, we don't got a PYT again, man. Yo, these bitches quit on me, man. They quit on me, man. I usually have a fucking badass, beautiful fucking woman here, but they all fucking left me. Just like they all fucking do. But that's all right, baby. You know why? Because I jack off anyway. I jack off more than I fuck. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, would it matter to me that a fucking beautiful woman is sitting right there in the fucking front? Huh? When I can literally just, oh yeah. Put this wig on and go like this. Jump back over here like it wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? What's the difference between that? Ain't no damn difference. The only difference is you guys out there are fucking perverts and you want to see some cool ass titties jumping around. Well, you know what? God damn it. The world ain't about titties. Sometimes the world is just about learning how to be with yourself, you know? This is woke culture, ain't it? It's woke culture, huh? Ain't you awake watching this? Ah, to choke your ass through this motherfucking camera. All right. Anyway. I just want to let y'all know, man, I got some words of wisdom for y'all, all right? I love doing this show because it's a very fucking fun show for me, all right? Yo, man, and I just want to say, if I had any keys of wisdom for y'all, I just want to say the key to a woman's heart is humor. Mm-hmm. But the key to her ass is dark liquor. Dark liquor. Oh, man. Goddamn right, man. Yo, man, shout out to my man's Tony Gidley in the back right here, man. He producing the whole fuck out this shit, man. Shout out to the Comedy Store for letting us fucking get down and fucking do this shit, man. You know what I'm saying, man? Before I get started and bring my motherfucking guests up to the motherfucking Jamar's motherfucking neighborhood, man, he should be here in any fucking minute, goddammit. I want to clear up some misconceptions about the motherfucking hood, okay? The Kool-Aid man never fucking broke into our goddamn house and offered himself to us, all right? That's bullshit, all right? It was a 40 ounce, and the nigga was drunk, and he fell through our fucking doors. And he was like, hey, yo, how I get out of here? And we was like, yo, man, you got to go out the way you came in. And he was like, oh, yeah, that way. And the nigga fucking walked out. It was a big ass 40 ounce. And then some nigga was like, yo, how can we market this? We can't market malt liquor. You know, and then next thing you know, they was like, yo, man, but what if it was like some juice that had did that? And it wasn't in a bottle. It was in a fucking punch bowl. You know what I'm saying? And then thus, Kool-Aid was motherfucking made. You know what I'm saying? And another mother... Oh, our guest is here. All right. Well, shit. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to Jamar's neighborhood, this dude right here, I mean this shit from my fucking heart, dog. This is one of my best friends, goddammit. I mean, this is one of the person I love to fucking create bullshit with. And that don't even be bullshit. It be great shit, but people gonna see it as bullshit because they think I'm a crazy nigga. And I'm not. I just shake my head by saying and say crazy. You know what I'm saying? People see what they want to see and they feel what the fuck they want to feel. It's one of my favorite people that I like to create with, man. He's a fucking genius. I fucking mean it, man. I mean, he's an amazing musician, a dope ass fucking comedian, man. He's from Minnesota. God damn it. And how many people you meet from Minnesota? Prince and Kermit Puckett. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one and only Jeffrey motherfucking Baldinger. Yeah, and I'm Crack Rock. Oh, hey, what's up, baby? Good to see you, man. How you doing, man? I'm Jamar Malachi. Hey,
Jamar, nice to meet you, man. It's really good to be here. Thank you for having me on your neighborhood. Oh, you look good.
Oh, you look good.
You look amazing. Look at you.
What's up, man? What's up? What's going on in your world?
Chilling. Looking like happy to be here. It's fucking amazing. Look at this. Look at your place. I haven't been over here in a minute.
You like this?
Oh, I love this. I love what you did with the place. You got the mask?
Yeah, I had to. Yeah, man, I put that shit on at night, man, mm-hmm. And then I turn into a fucking green thing, and I go fuck women.
Because it's possessed by Loki.
Oh, Loki? Who?
Yeah,
Loki?
The night god. That's from that movie.
Oh, okay, where I'm from, we call him Loki.
Oh, he's Loki? So crazy. You so crazy.
No, this nigga crazy.
That's Martin.
I'm just a wild-ass guy. Wild-ass guy.
Wild-ass baby boy. You know? Not too much. I'm happy to be back. I was out of town for a while.
But Where was you at, man?
I was in Catalina Island.
Catalina Island. Cats out there, right?
They got a lot of cats, a lot of ox.
Yo, man.
Got
damn.
A lot of Linas.
Yo, for real? Damn,
yeah, a lot of
what
hiking.
What was you doing in Catalina?
Celebrating my birthday.
Oh, for
celebrating
real?
Celebrating my birthday. We went on a yellow submarine ride out there.
You really went on a submarine?
Yes, we did. I went underwater.
What'd that shit look like?
It was amazing. It was just like, it was underwater. It looked like underwater, but we had these fish food torpedoes that they let us shoot, and all the fish came up and like zoomed up around the submarine windows. And they're just like, and like some of them were like these goldfish that were like really effervescent, like lighting, like just it was really crazy.
I'm sorry,
like
what does effervescent mean?
I don't know. I could have just used that word because it sounded good. I'm not entirely sure what it means, but I think it means like what these lights are, like shiny and illuminating.
Why is your light better than mine?
No. It's not. You're having me on your podcast. Like, I don't have this. This is the dream.
Dude, man, you should do a podcast in a motherfucking submarine, man, with effervescent fish around.
The effervescent submarine podcast.
Effervescent.
Effervescent.
Can you spell effervescent?
Effervescent. I'll try.
That's crazy, Jeff.
it was pretty incredible.
How long was you down there for?
3 days. Not in the submarine, but the submarine was down there for like an hour and a half. I should have kept with 3 days. Mm. 3 days. 3 days.
In, 3 days. Now I'm like unimpressed about this submarine. I'm like,
it's my first time in a submarine, though.
Damn, Jeff. How deep did it go?
It went 2 miles out from shore, and it went down like 4 miles deep.
That's deep as fuck.
Deep, right?
Yeah.
That's deep. Like, that's 4 miles. Like, I don't know what the nautical terms, you know, I don't know what the nautical the depth charge was, but it went down.
That's
so we were around,
fucking deep.
And the person who was like guiding us, he was like, we might like, because I asked him, like, what's the deal? Like, we're having these fish tanks, but this isn't the ocean. It's like, could we see like sharks or whales or dolphins and shit like that? And he's like, there's a possibility. He's been at the job 6 months. He said that one time that he's seen it 3 times where a shark comes by and just eats all the fish that are trying to get the food from
really?
The thing. Just like, and they learn that, like, when this submarine comes around, that's when food comes around because you got the fish food torpedoes. And then the other predator animals are like, all right, submarine's coming around. Fish are going to be around. just open the mouth and just zoom through them and just get all you can eat.
Shit.
I didn't see any of that. I was hoping we could see some of that, but that's happens
okay,
sometimes.
Okay, you like
yeah.
blood.
I would have liked to see nature at work. You know, yeah, I want to see nature work.
Do you follow that page, Nature is Metal?
I don't. What is that?
Oh, man, they show animals getting fucked up. They show cheetahs fucking eating deer and
you
like.
You ever see a jaguar like murk an alligator and like take it up
oh,
into
yeah,
a tree?
Yeah,
you ever
yeah,
see
yeah.
that shit? That's
bitches
insane.
Is strong, man.
It's insane.
A whole fucking alligator?
Yeah.
Yo, how much does an alligator weigh?
Cats don't play.
Yo.
Cats
how much
play.
Does an alligator weigh? £790.
An alligator weighs 790
so
pounds.
So a jaguar
jaw strength, like a jaguar's jaw strength can clamp down and grip
790 pounds?
790 pounds
and
pull
drag
it
up a tree?
Into a tree.
Oh, my God. Damn, dude. That's fair. Yeah, well, I've seen that before. You know what's the most underrated animal in the sea?
Hippo?
No. Underrated.
Underrated. Okay, underrated.
Three more guesses.
Okay. Underrated
two
in the
guesses.
Sea. So in the sea, like
in the sea, in the ocean.
The ocean. I'm gonna go with the narwhal.
Nope.
No. I do feel that they are underrated.
Actually, this
though.
Is subjective.
This is subjective. I feel like the narwhal is underrated, but
why?
Because it's a sea unicorn.
It's like
you know,
okay,
it's
that, underrated
that
in terms
is,
of beauty.
It's that horn is a, really a tooth. It's that tooth. It's got an underbite. It's like.
But it don't be eating with it.
But it be killing with it.
Okay.
Like, that's how it fucking defends itself. It uses
okay.
its horn like a rhino, you know?
Okay.
What else would be?
It's an electric eel.
An electric eel.
Yeah. How many things fuck with that shit?
None to my knowledge.
Now, did you know that electric eels, did you know that they all come from one place? And that's like the, I think it's like the Red Sea. They're all born in like one place.
Every
eel. Single electric eel, and then they're all born in like maybe it's the Red Sea, but they're all born in one place, and then they spread out into the ocean, and then they come back to die in that one place.
Really?
Yeah,
that's incredible. Wait, so are there? Do the electric eels like go out across the entire ocean? They all come from this one place, and then they're like. Say it's the Red Sea, and they go out into the Atlantic Ocean, they travel around. Do they get to, like, the Pacific? Do they get to the Antarctic? Do they get everywhere?
They be
like,
in that one place.
They be in that one place.
Yeah, I mean, they go to where they want to live.
Yeah.
It's like us.
Like, okay.
You was born in Minnesota.
So the electric.
You come out here, and you're going to die in Minnesota.
Die in Minnesota, yeah.
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 You know? Don't people usually die in where they're from?
I mean, I don't know if usually. It happens sometimes.
Oh,
I think
Michael Jackson didn't die.
Jackson didn't die in Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He died.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know.
But he's
go
probably
there.
Got socked in Indiana before.
Somebody
huh?
probably tried to kill him in Indiana.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, when he was like a kid.
Yeah.
He had like a fight.
Probably.
In
I mean, maybe his brothers even. Maybe his youngest brother.
Oh, his daddy for sure tried
daddy
to kill the nigga
really,
in Indiana.
Well, he tried to beat him into town, which he did.
Yeah, but he almost killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy,
yeah.
Dude.
You know what else is crazy? You know, Brian Wilson, who's the Beach Boys, his dad beat Brian to, so he like lost hearing.
What?
Yeah. And this guy's a musical genius as well. Like, you, and he like, smacked him across the head so many times that he was losing his hearing. It's like, this guy's trying to make music. You got to hear. You know, you don't have to. But, you know, he caused him to go partially deaf.
That's fucking crazy,
yeah.
man. What
that's,
would you rather be, deaf or blind?
That's a good question.
Or a very small micro dick? Now, there's micro dick and there's a very small micro dick.
There's a very small micro dick. There's, which So
deaf, blind, or micro dick?
Okay, I guess I would have to go with deaf.
Yeah, I feel
go
like,
with deaf.
What about you, Gidley? Deaf, blind, or micro dick?
I would like, yeah, it would probably be deaf.
Go deaf. Because you got, well, because
and deaf is probably the most peaceful, too, huh?
Probably, because you don't have to, like, you can just relax, kind of have that wave over you.
But you're going
to
throw on this.
Yeah, that's the thing, because with blindness.
You're going to throw on this, Tony?
Because with blindness, you got your Ray Charles, your Stevie Wonders, your Daredevils.
Yeah. But you're going to be running into shit.
Possibly. But Daredevil ain't running into shit. He's flipping, doing martial arts, all that shit. You know, heightened other senses.
Yeah, fuck that.
You know? But with deaf, you got your Beethovens.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. Who else is deaf?
Famous? I don't know. Siri, who else is deaf?
Hell yeah, oh, yeah. He was famously deaf. How you on? Well, what about Leonardo da Vinci? He was cut he off deaf? His ear, but did he? But
no,
did he
Van
go deaf?
Van Gogh cut off his ear.
Oh, but did he go deaf?
I don't know if he went deaf. He probably was hard of hearing after that.
Really? What about Evander Holyfield? Did he go deaf after that shit?
You'd have to ask Tyson, right?
Oh, okay. Who is deaf? Deafness. Yeah, who cares, bro? Hey, dude, can I tell you a personal story?
Always.
This is real fucking shit, and I shouldn't do this, and I've asked God for forgiveness for at least 12 years about this shit. Okay. Oh, God.
Legitimate forgiveness?
I swear. Like, okay. I've literally tried to make sure that I was just good.
Make amends, all that stuff? Yeah.
So, I used to live in Baldwin Hills, and we used to live on this street called Marlton. Mm-hmm. And up the street, and we used to live at the top of the hill, which is like, it was getting close to the good area. Mm-hmm. And it was getting close to the good area, and then there was a school on the end. There was two schools. There was a Catholic school over here. That's where I learned all about the Catholics, you know. And then I learned, and then they're like the deaf school here, like the handicapped school here.
Yeah.
And so the handicapped people would mob like up and down the street because they had to go home or whatever. So when school let out, they would go home. So me and my best friend, DeJuan, nigga, we was like badass kids, nigga, bad. Can you guess what we were doing when the handicapped people were, when the deaf and the blind people were walking up and down the street? Can you guess what we were doing?
Well, does it have something similar to like that scene in Big Daddy where they throw the sticks over and make the rollerbladers trip or some shit like that where they
No. Since they were deaf, we would curse them out.
Okay.
So they'd be walking up and down the street, be like, "Hey, can you hear? Hey, can you hear?" And if they didn't say nothing, we'd be like, "You fucking bitch! You motherfucker! You piece of shit! You fuckhead!" And then they were like, they would just walk up and down the street. So one time, a guy, this is real shit, we were so bad. Like a guy was walking up and down the street. He was walking up the hill. Uh-huh. And we was like, hey, are you deaf? Hey, you deaf? And then he was like, hey, and we was like, hey, are you deaf? And then he didn't say nothing. We was like, you punk ass motherfucker. He was like, well, nigga, what the fuck you say to me? And I said, oh, I was talking to my nigga right here, DeJuan, you bitch ass and nigga. Why?
So that's what you do with the deaf kids. What did you do to the blind kids?
We didn't fuck with them because, you know what I'm saying, God don't play that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He lets you do whatever you
want. He lets you do what you want to the deaf kids. You're not going to trip no blind kids.
Yeah, hell no. That's just wrong.
There's a line.
Do you got any blind friends or handicapped friends? Don't say Nate Hurd. He don't count. He's been lying about his fucking vision
always.
And deafness
yeah,
for years.
Can drive.
This nigga.
He has a driver's license. I'm blind, though.
This nigga lying.
Motherfucker.
You know that shit? You know his wife face? He's doing. Nate is the most bullshit. That's my best friend. Shout out to Nate Hurd.
Shout out to Nate Hurd. He's awesome. I love him. Hilarious. But he's
been lying about his albinoism for years.
He is such. You remember when he was trying to. I think that he did it, but you remember when he was trying to convince us that he could punch through a brick?
Oh, yeah.
You remember? And then he was like, well, you mean like a karate brick?
Right.
It's like, what are we talking about?
Which I didn't even know that there was a difference.
Neither did I.
I thought this nigga, like, he could see the project walls and be like, man, fuck the fucking white man. And bust through that shit. But nah, man.
But then didn't he prove that? Like, could he? Or, like, you told me that he punched, like.
He can actually punch through a fucking some wood.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
What if he's been telling the truth about everything?
But, you know, yeah.
Have you ever taken the SAT?
He got, what did he say? He got like a 14.
A 1400.
No fucking way.
Nate Hurst says he has a 1400 on a goddamn SAT.
Funniest thing, when I told Jessica Michelle that, she's like, was it on the one that was out of 3200?
Yo, man. Yo, it is funny because I'm like a guy where I'm like, hey, if you say some shit, I'm just going to believe you.
Yeah, I'll believe
I'm like, because I don't think that people just lie like that.
It's so funny because, like, mostly they don't. I want to believe, like, most people don't.
Are honest people
because why lie?
Right.
Especially because we're in the comedy world. It's like the whole point is the truth.
Yeah, right.
Like, why lie?
Yeah.
But then every so often you meet somebody who's like, Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I do. I lie.
Like, and you just have this suspicion. It's like, oh, you've just done everything? It's just everything that I bring up, you're somewhat of an expert in. Okay.
One time we was hanging out in, like, San Diego, and this nigga, he was cracking us up, though, man. Like, with his little blind stories and all this shit about his school, all this shit.
He's funny.
He's fucking funny.
Nate's
amazing.
Nate's awesome. I love Nate.
If you ever get a chance to, like Nate's an amazing comedian.
Yeah,
a funny,
really, really funny.
TikTok, all kind of shit or whatever.
He's blown up on TikTok. Like, he blew up on TikTok.
Yeah. But one time we was in San Diego and shit, and I'd be like, okay, I'm going to toss out a subject, and do you have a personal story? No, because it all started with damn, this nigga got a story for everything. And then I said, yo, I'm going to toss out a word, and you say, and you come up with a story about it or whatever. And then he was like, okay. And I was like, a draft. He was like, oh, one time, I was like, you going to hell. How are you so comfortable going to hell?
I went on a safari and a draft came down.
A draft came down? Draft's always down, nigga. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Draft came down, tried licking my head.
Motherfucking, like, yeah, but you know what? I appreciate him, man.
He's fucking great. He locks it in, especially when we were doing the Dino stuff. Like, he's fucking brilliant.
Yeah. Nate's a fucking amazing actor. Yeah. He's an amazing actor.
He's an amazing actor because he's really good at making up shit, making it feel like
good at just faking it.
It's really true. Yeah, it's like, I also don't think that he thinks that he's lying.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? I think he thinks that he's like, this is real. And so that's what you need to be a good actor. You need to believe that you're telling the truth.
Yeah, I fucking guess, man. Shit, man. So, yeah, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. What's your thing?
What's my thing?
Piano playing?
I like playing the piano. My thing is stand-up. I love stand-up.
You like stand-up?
I love stand-up. That's what I do. That's where we met. That's where we formed our bond.
Yeah.
And then I started as a street performer with the piano on Venice Boardwalk.
What?
That's when I started. That's what I did to make some
money.
Oh,
like Michael Collier?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was on the Venice Boardwalk when I started. I was competing with all the other street performers, and I was like,
Was Michael Collier out there?
He was not. Not where I saw. Not where I was placed.
Was Matt Jones out there?
I didn't see Matt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was just Matt. You?
It was just me. At the time.
Whoa.
But yeah, that's...
What was you doing out there?
I was playing piano, making up songs for people as they went by, or doing, like, my repertoire of, like, you know, Beatles, Elton John, all the fucking 60s and 70s type songs.
Wow.
Trying to make a dime. And I stopped because there's this guy who performed next to me who just jumped on broken beer bottles and glass, like, barefoot. Like,
that was that.
I fucking couldn't compete with that. Couldn't at all. And I was performing next to him one time, and he was, like, mad that I was encroaching on his space. And he was like, you know, back off, like, all that shit. I was like, no, I'm
Was
here,
you
like,
making money?
I was making some money, but I was certainly not making more than him.
Yeah.
Because he was a fucking showman. That's what he was doing. But then he started, like, throwing his beer bottles at me. Like, throwing that shit, like, get off. And then I was not, like, I was too young to be scared.
Yeah.
So, like, I had my keyboard that was, like, I used as a shield and, like, tried to get, like.
You trying to fight him back?
I was trying to fight him back. Like, not get into a fight.
You tried
just, like, trying to, like.
With a keyboard.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fucking get away. And then he was throwing shit at me. I was, like, blocking and parrying and shit like that.
How old was you?
This was when I was 22, 23, something like that. We got a lot of donations, though, between the two of us. Oh, for real? People were, like, making bets and shit like
that. You got a Cash App?
I do have Cash. It's not set up. I have Venmo. I got Venmo.
Plug your Venmo.
At Jeffrey Baldinger. JeffreyBaldinger.
So what's your story? What's your story?
Came down from Minnesota
yeah.
to Los Angeles, did street performing for about a year before I moved inside. After that, like the street performance thing, after that little tiff, I was like, I don't want to be outside anymore. I saved up some money, auditioned for Groundlings, and did the school there. I met somebody who did stand-up. Went to a...
Who was it?
Josh Duvendek. Do you remember Josh
Duvendek? Oh, Duvendek. Yeah, the nigga he got in Living Color and all that shit, right?
Yeah, he's the fucking man. I loved
Shout
out
to Duvendek.
Shouts to Josh Duvendek. Duvendek. I went to see him do stand-up, and I loved...
And you said, I can do that.
I was like, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. And I went to some open mics, and I just fell in love with it. I started doing it from then on.
For real?
Yeah.
What's your mama say?
She was like, that makes sense.
What's your daddy say?
He's like, all right.
What's your brother say?
He's like, yeah, I get that.
What all your friends back home say?
They're like, it makes sense.
Okay, and then you just did it.
Just did it. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it wasn't out of the ordinary.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, people weren't like, you do stand-up? You're doing something where you want everybody to look at you? That seems about right.
I like that, man. I fucking like that, man.
Yeah.
Yo, man, so what's some of the funniest shit you've done out here, man?
Oh, my God. I mean, shit that we've done together.
Have you ever acted with a guy? Have you ever acted with a black guy who played a dinosaur? Have you? Because that's a lot of people's dream. Have you ever did that?
I'm trying to think. I don't remember if I've done that before.
I've seen some of your work. I feel like you've done that.
Have you?
Dino Stephanopoulos!
He's a half man and a half dinosaur trying to make it in the modern world. Dino Stephanopoulos.
Yeah!
He's just trying to make it in the modern world. Yes! Have acted.
Why y'all ain't never pick up our show, man?
It's on YouTube. Dino Stephanopoulos.
Yo, man, let's just pitch that for the next 5 minutes.
All right. Okay. He's a half man, half dinosaur. He's trying to make it in the modern world, and each episode he tries to do something new. Like in this episode, Dino has a talk show.
In this episode, Dino runs for mayor.
In this episode, Dino slips on a banana peel.
In this episode, Dino gets in touch with his feminine side.
In this episode, Dino tries to take a bath.
In this episode, Dino scores a television pilot.
In this episode, Dino tries to install a bidet.
In this episode, Dino runs a marathon.
In this episode, Dino goes to France.
In this episode, Dino eats cake.
In this episode, Dino tries to fight a rhinoceros.
In this episode, Dino gets baptized.
In this episode, Dino looks for Jesus.
In this episode, Dino finds Jesus.
In this episode, Dino fights Jesus.
In this episode, Dino goes to hell.
In this episode, Dino looks for the devil.
In this episode, Dino fights the devil.
In this episode, Dino gets kicked out of hell.
In this episode, Dino rents a studio apartment.
In this episode, Dino tries to make rent any way he can.
In this episode, Dino has a chronic smoking problem.
In this episode, Dino looking for his next hit.
In this episode, Dino says hello. Dino meets his long-lost brother.
In this episode, Dino gets mad at his long-lost brother.
In this episode, Dino buys a snake.
In this episode, Dino...
You know, and it's stuff like that.
All that stuff. Everything.
Yeah, and then we just keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going.
And going and going.
You know, and
going.
It never picked up, man, because Because people are like, I don't get it. And I'm like, there's nothing to get.
But everybody who watched it was laughing hysterically.
Yeah, but you know what, man? Everybody just sees
YouTube, Dino Stampanopoulos. Dino meets his biological parents. There's 8 episodes in that series. Watch them.
Yeah, man, watch them, man. Man, you want to play video games? You want to
absolutely.
You want to play the audience?
Let's do it.
Let's play the audience real quick.
Let's fucking. What was your video game? Get that coin.
Got it.
Shouts to the podcast.
Make them say this podcast is stupid as fuck and I'm turning it off. Got it.
I dare you to switch this podcast off. Dare you.
Make them like and subscribe to the podcast.
Hey, like and subscribe to this podcast. Jamar Malachi Neighbor, Jamar's Neighborhood, Comedy Store Presents.
Make them say this shit is stupid.
Hey. Hey, yeah, you. Make them say, hey, this podcast is stupid, but I can't stop watching because I'm enthralled.
Yeah, man. Anyway, so you got a girlfriend now, man.
I do, yeah.
Good, man. You like her?
I do.
Where you meet her at?
Met her in Minnesota.
What? Yeah. Out of all places?
It's
bad chicks in Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, man, that's good, man.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
Yeah,
so,
it's
I
good.
Mean,
it's
I
good.
Mean,
it's
so
going
up?
Well. It's going well. We've dated in 6 months now.
Dude, what does she do?
She is a professional musician.
What?
Yeah,
is she famous?
Not famous, but she's like in high demand. Like
she got a blue check next to her name?
Mm-hmm. She wow. tours. I actually don't know if she has a blue check next to her name, but she tours all over. Right now she's gigging. She's in an Irish rock band.
Whoa.
She plays the fiddle.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
She's fucking
she
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, she played a fiddle.
Yeah.
That's good, man. What's your mama say?
She's ecstatic.
What's your daddy say?
What her exact words were, like, if you're happy, I'm happy. I just am questioning her taste in people.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, all right, thanks, Dad.
Are you a bad
appreciate
person?
That. No, my dad was just making a little joke.
Oh,
and I was
okay.
Like, all right, I feel that.
What's your brother say?
He was happy. Everybody in my family was happy.
Oh, what's your homie say? What's your friend say?
I mean, it seems like you were happy when I told you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You guys look so fucking happy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you were like, I love, and it was all good. And
dude.
Most people that I've told her are like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. That's fucking. Have she seen you do stand up?
She has.
What'd she say?
She was like very impressed. She was like, all right, I like it. I like this.
Good, man. So you got her to believe in you and shit.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Y'all going far, man.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Y'all going real far,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have somebody in your life. You have somebody, yeah? Besides me? Yeah, I thought you were dating somebody, right? You were not. You were. I saw you tweet that you were.
Yeah, man. So you also teach religion. You teach religion.
Yeah. I tutor about religion and shit like that.
Yeah, man. So what's that like?
Children. It's fascinating because you got to be like, because kids ask questions like, "Is this real? Does this actually happen?" And, you know, you got to be like, well, this is the thing that I'm teaching you.
That is education.
It's real in the sense that you should know this knowledge.
Right.
You know, this is going to be benefit. Whether or not you believe it, that's a journey you have to make for yourself.
What exactly do you teach?
Well, currently, I just teach the language Hebrew and the prayers that you need to know in order to get ready for bar bat mitzvah.
What are the prayers that we should know?
Well, there's some prayers.
How many of them are there?
Say a baker's dozen, like 13.
There are 13 prayers that you need to know just to get ready for a bar mitzvah? Just to get ready to turn, what, 15? Is that what it is?
13.
13?
Yeah.
Mexicans are 15.
That's the quinceañera, right?
Right. That's crazy,
yeah,
man.
I mean, that's a minimum. You know, it's like because you get it's the prayers to get ready for what the bar mitzvah is, which is reading from the Torah, which could be way longer.
This some Jew shit?
Some Jew shit, yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. That stuff is important. For
Jews.
For Jews.
Yeah.
But it means nothing for people like me?
I mean, if you think it's important, then it's important. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to know about it.
Can I tell you something? Like,
of course, anything.
You asked me if I had love in my life.
I did ask you if you had love in your life. I feel like you do.
I don't necessarily have love in my life.
I love you.
Not from, yeah, but that's some gay ass shit.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? I want some hole.
I understand.
Oh, but as a friend, man, you my nigga, man. You my boy. Yo, man.
Love hell, you, man.
Can I ask you a question? A sub question? Sub-question. A side question? And
always,
shit like that?
Always.
If this was a Planeteer's ring, what planet tier would that be?
That looks like heart. What was it? Earth, wind, fire, water, heart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a heart ring.
Oh, okay. Nah, man. It's a diamond encrusted ring. Diamond encrusted, go! When your powers combine, I am vain.
you add the ring in, you give Captain Planet a grill.
Yo, man, so the chick that I like,
yeah,
the chick I like says we could never be together because she's what? Jewish and I won't convert to Judaism. Mm. And that's a thing for them, for these Jewish women.
For some of them, yeah.
They'll take some black dick, but like as far as like long shit,
I
mean, whatever.
Yeah, it depends on. I mean, I guess she seems to be religious, or again, you know,
or just an excuse just to
just
not fuck with me long term.
Or just an excuse not to fuck with long term. Because that's rough. That's rough.
That's crazy, man. Because you know, I told this woman, I said, yo, you know what I'm saying? If you ever wanted to do it,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'll come inside of you and have a baby.
Yeah.
With you.
She that's a big step. That's yeah. Big. I've known you a long time. You ain't say
I don't
that
be saying
nobody.
That to
you
anybody.
Don't say that to
I don't
people.
Be nothing in bitches like
you
that.
You don't say that to people. You're safe. You,
mm-mm. Mm-mm. I say a lot of shit, but I don't say
you
that.
You don't say that.
Yo, nigga. Yeah, man. So what should I do? Is there a prayer that I can impress this girl with?
You could learn the Shehecheyanu.
Can you say it real quick?
Sure.
So I can. Is this about love?
It's about community.
Okay.
Holding close to a memory that you'll cherish forever.
Okay. Yo, to my Jewish love out there, this goes out to you. Jeffrey, take it away.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Eloheinu melech haolam.
Al Haman Malkalaya.
Let's try that one again. He says, Haman, we just celebrated Purim. He's the bad guy. So, Eloheinu melech haolam.
Al Haidu Malachi Nam.
Shehechianu.
Shehechianu.
The key of Manu.
The key of Manu.
The key of Keanu.
The key, and I was in Keanu.
Lesbian Hazeh.
Lesbian Hazeh.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Are you impressed?
I'm impressed.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
If you feel what the fuck. Yo, nigga, let's talk about the aborted. Yo, I forgot about the aborted.
The aborted.
Why did I not bring that up?
Let's do the aborted.
What minute are we on? Oh, fucking perfect.
We got it.
Bro, nigga. So I don't give a fuck what nobody says. And I hit you up the other day. I said, is this not the funniest movie
the
I've
best.
Ever seen in my life?
It's the best.
We had like a whole table read for this shit.
We have a whole table read. I rewatched it a couple months back.
Reread it?
I rewatched the table read.
Oh, right.
I rewatched the table read and along with the script that we have. And it is the funniest fucking thing that I've ever read, watched, slash, like, it's one of the funniest scripts that.
I only pitch my projects on here. I am very opportunistic. Listen, okay, I'm pitching this movie. Go.
The Aborted. Are you afraid of what goes baby bump in the night?
That's our tagline.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Hell yeah. So, The Aborted.
Hey, nigga, that shit is funny as fuck, though.
It's hilarious.
Like, it's not, so it's about, like, Tony, if you had to guess what The Aborted was about, it's a horror movie. If you had to guess what it was about, what would you say?
Sounds like a spinoff of Chucky, like children trying to kill your ass.
Yeah, basically.
Chucky, Gremlins, you know, natural born killers, like, the whole thing. Like, there's a misunderstanding, and it's about two
fetuses trying to come to kill the parents who tried to kill them.
Yeah, it's a misunderstanding, kind but of. it's and kind of, but the script itself is fucking incredible.
Read it.
Read it. We want the abortion doctor to be played by Danny DeVito.
Shout out to Danny DeVito.
Shouts to Danny. And maybe the nurse to be played by Jane Lynch.
Shout out to Jane Lynch.
Shouts to Jane Lynch.
I'm using this as an opportunity to promote my projects.
It's an incredible script. If you're interested in it, contact either of us. We have
Yo,
the script.
Say your email.
You can find me on Instagram at Jeff Baldinger.
Oh man, that's so unprofessional. Say your real email.
I'm not gonna say my real email.
Oh, it's Jeffrey Baldinger at gmail.com.
That's actually not my email. But you can email him and he might forward it to me.
Dude, that shit is fucking crazy, man. So what else have we did?
Banana Assassin.
Yo, shout out to Banana Assassin.
Shout out to Banana Assassin.
People don't want my projects, man.
They're brilliant, though.
Of course they
They're
are.
They're brilliant.
Of course they are.
Can I play the cartoon clip of Banana Assassin that we have?
Nah.
Nah? Okay.
Nah man. Because all y'all going to do is steal it. Anyway.
Can't steal this shit.
All right, man. Well, that's fucking good, man.
Yeah.
Do you watch porn?
Not a lot anymore.
Yeah, man. Me neither, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Me neither, man. I don't fucking do that shit, man. I'm growing out of that shit, man.
Yeah?
I am. I'm a grown man.
When was
now,
the last
man.
Time you watched some porn?
This morning.
Yeah.
Petite bitches.
That's your thing?
Because I saw
PB?
So I saw a petite bitch. I used to fuck
PB&J on PH.
I used to fuck this redhead bitch. She was petite, bro. But she had the best fucking body. And she was the best ever. Mm-hmm. So I woke up thinking about her. You know how, like, you play what the girl looked like, kind of,
right.
Sort of?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man power.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. So I was watching a little bit of that this morning or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Don't you hate when you jack off, but the nut don't feel as good as it should? You ever had those? Like the lackluster nuts where it's
just
like...
the lackluster nuts where it's just, where you're just like, ah...
It's like, yeah, this shit, I didn't get the, I didn't get the full body.
Yeah. The full body. You want the full body.
Yeah, I only felt it in my dick. Yeah. It's like, everybody knows a nut is
a
full
body
shit.
You want the full body shit, and it's just, it's a disappointing, the disappointing nut is a hard one to recover from.
You got any shameless plugs?
Sure. I'm going to be, when does this come out? All right. I'm going to be it.
Oh, yeah. We're, like, backed up, bro. We got to start dropping two a month. Go ahead.
I'm going to be at the Crocodile Club in Seattle with the Sklar Brothers.
Oh, when?
April 22nd and 23rd.
Oh, yeah. This will be out by then.
And I'm co-headlining the Rec Room April 16th with Jessica Michelle Singleton.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll
Jessica
be a lot
Michelle
of fun.
Jessica Michelle Singleton, man. That's my bitch,
yeah,
man.
She's the best.
Funny girl.
Yeah. And then I'm going to be in... Zanies in Chicago with Ben Bailey May 18th through the 21st.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, man. I like that, man.
And gonna be at Spokane Comedy Club sometime in April with Ben Bailey as well.
Oh, okay, man. You got any personal projects you working on?
So I got my podcast called The Bald Spot with Jeffrey Baldinger.
You got a bald spot?
No, but
okay.
It's just...
Okay, go ahead.
Last name. The Bald Spot with Jeffrey Baldinger on all...
Oh, Baldinger, Bald Spot.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So that's that. And then Jessica Michelle and I are also in the process of writing a musical called I'll Be Broken Home for Christmas. We wrote a musical.
That's my bitch, man.
And we've been touring it around. We're developing it into a stage play. It's going to be really great.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Damn, dog. Yo, I got to get back on my stage play shit, dog.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. We got to bring back definitely a comedy jam.
I agree with you.
Dog, man. Yeah, man, that's fucking good, man. You got any controversial thoughts or opinions?
A couple. This might get some hate from the grunge crowd, I'll be honest with you. I'm sorry if they're going to throw heat and shade at you.
Here, dude, I'll do it first.
You know, yeah, you do it first. I'll come back at you if you want. I can go first if you want me to.
All right, cool. So I don't got to make you feel comfortable. Okay,
I'm very comfortable.
Okay,
I'm
go ahead. Say that controversial shit.
If Kurt Cobain didn't die, Nirvana would have been Green Day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Mm.
Think about it.
Mm. That's some real shit.
That is real.
You believe in that?
I don't really fuck with Green Day.
So, yeah. So basically, yeah.
Saying, started out, they would have turned into what Green Day turned into and all that stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Would have been punky, then into, you know, kind of the whatever it
What's
was.
What's a punky? Punky Johnson?
Punk.
Oh, okay. You got to clarify. Only Punky I know is Punky Johnson.
Punky Johnson. Shouts to Punky.
Shout out to Punky, man. Mm-hmm. That's my fucking girl. SNL, all that shit. Yeah, man. Okay, cool, man.
Love Nirvana and Green Day, by the way. They're
hell
good.
Yeah, man.
Good. No you hate got, on either.
You got any old school jokes, man, that your family used to tell you that you would like to tell?
Old school jokes?
My uncle told me this one. What's a Hispanic chick's, what's a fat Hispanic chick's favorite day of the week?
What?
Grande. That's what that nigga told me. Shout out to Uncle Calvin, man.
Shout out to Uncle Calvin. This is an old joke. A priest, a minister, and a rabbit walk into a blood bank to donate blood. And the blood drive worker goes to the rabbit, "Hey, what blood type are you?" And the rabbit goes, "I think I'm a type O."
Oh, Rabbi, Rabbit. Oh, man, you spelled this wrong. Dude, man. Aborted fetus is coming back to try to
Hell
kill
yeah.
the parents and try to kill them.
Aborted two, back to the womb.
Oh, nigga. Right. Right. Niggas ain't picking this shit up, bro.
It's insane. Remember when they tried to get us to change it to the abandoned?
Yeah. Yeah. Thinking back, man, we should have did that.
Probably.
Yeah, man. Now we ain't got no money in our pockets.
No, but we have the script still. If you're
and we have
in
our integrity.
We have our integrity, but if you want to contact us for the abandoned, we have those scripts written up as well.
Yeah, man. And
if you don't want it to be the movie, we have TV versions of it. We can make it a miniseries.
We got TV versions of this shit?
Yeah, we did it. We both wrote. We were like, let's both write a pilot for it.
Oh, yeah.
We have both of those versions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that. I remember that. Hey, man, remember that show that me, you, and Nate did? We went for those Armenian niggas.
Yes.
For those Armenian
people. Clowning?
Yeah, dude. That was fucking fun.
I did the worm. I busted up my chin a little bit.
We were actually, dog, like, we don't think that we could pull a show off like that, but that shit actually went by fast. We were, like, great, like, performers.
We did it well.
Like, it was like.
They loved us. I played the Grinch. I was sneaking around, stealing people's presents and shit like that.
Dog, man, like, dude, Hollywood has been so fucking fun, dude.
Do you remember when we started doing our swing dance fighting?
Yeah, yeah, at Westwood Bruco?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Yeah.
I remember that shit like it was 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
But it wasn't.
It was 12 years ago.
Yeah, man. Was it 12 years ago?
Probably.
Yeah, man. So what are your thoughts on pimping?
Pimping? It ain't easy.
It ain't easy,
That's
man.
That's what I've heard. But it as ain't. Norm MacDonald said, what is decidedly harder is being a whore.
Damn. Yo, shout out to Norm MacDonald, man.
Shout out to Norm MacDonald.
Shout out to that nigga, man, and his fucking funny ass corpse, man.
R.I.P.
Yo, man, yeah, man, rip his ass, boy.
Rip.
What's your favorite stand-up comedy special of all time? All right, give me a top three.
Beyond the Pale, Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, yeah, that nigga is white. White as fuck.
He is. But that's what, it's an amazing special. Elephant in the Room.
Who's, oh, Patrice.
Patrice.
Yeah, yeah, that nigga was fat.
He was. And then I got to give it to... Attell's what's it called? Not Insomniac. What? Fuck, I'm blanking on the name.
Yo. And Attell's bumping mics, man. Them boys be bumping the mics, man.
Bumping
Shout
mics.
Out to Jeff Ross
Shouts
and David
to Dave
Attell,
and Jeff.
Man. Yo, man. So who's your top five favorite stand-up comedians?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay.
Number one.
Shout out to Arby's.
Shout out to Arby's. I'd go Norm.
Norm MacDonald, man.
Norm MacDonald.
Oh, his special was fucking
his
funny.
His special, the 2009, me doing stand-up.
Bro,
yeah.
That shit was
I'm putting that up there. So
you talking about Janice? Boy, man, when came in, she would light up a room. I mean, her body,
you know when you turn to somebody? You know, you turn.
How is a nigga that funny, bro? Just like, just by just doing.
I see you have a cheese sandwich. Oh, what, this? I don't have anything. I think I'd know if I had something in my hand. Oh, you mean this? Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is just a sandwich.
Like, why is he like that, bro? Like.
My favorite. He was best talk show guest of all time. You know, the more I hear about Hitler, the more I don't care for him. Like,
yeah,
this.
Man. He was a bad dude, man.
So, yeah, I'd put him up there. So, Rodney, Norm, Bill Burr. I go Swartzen.
Nick Swartzen.
Swartzen was a hometown hero.
My mama was going to go fly out to watch him in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
on God. She was like, have you heard of Nick Swartzen? And I was like, who? Nick Swartzen. And I was like, I don't know who that is. He old white boy. He kind of like. And I was like,
That's
Swartzen.
Amazing. Swartzen.
Like, yeah, I'm going to go see him in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Why?
He's awesome. I mean, like, he was funny from day one. Like,
fine, but I would expect my mama from
no,
like,
no, no, no.
To go
that's,
see.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
All right.
And then I guess Chappelle.
Yeah. Man, Chappelle's a god, dude.
Yeah.
I like For What It's Worth.
For What It's Worth is one of the best specials.
That's my favorite Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
That one and maybe the motherfucking
Kill Him Softly was good. Well,
yeah.
I mean, they're both great. But
all of it's great.
But For What It's Worth is like.
That shit had me like
so
crying,
fucking
bro.
Good. So fucking
that
good.
That one, and he did one in San Francisco.
Right. That's the Fillmore, right?
Fillmore shit?
Yeah.
Nigga, that shit was fucking hilarious.
It's so good.
I told him that shit. I said, because some chick was like, yo, it's okay. So what's your favorite special that you've ever done or whatever? Because he just did all these specials and shit. And then people was yelling out different shit. And I said, and I was like, please say For What It's Worth. And he was like, no. He I guess he liked the one that he did in the belly room. And
yeah,
shit,
I mean, that was good. But the one that just made me belly laugh is For What It's Worth. Like, just like keel over and just.
That nigga was
so
ridiculous,
good.
Bro. I like Mitch Hedberg, too, my
Hedberg's
nigga.
Great. Another Minnesota shout out.
Yo, man, shout out to Mitch Hedberg, man. That nigga was great, dog. Man, his wife came up here, ex-wife came up here.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm just trying to keep the memory of Mitch Hedberg alive.
He's so good.
And I was like, oh, yeah, now that you just said that, I remember him. But before you were here, I didn't remember him.
Did not remember him.
Yeah, man, so what, you got any comedy specials coming out? You plan on doing one?
Yeah.
I don't.
You got some comedy specials coming out.
I do not have any comedy specials coming out. No, I'll never do one in my life.
Really?
On God in heaven.
No.
A lot of people think I'm tripping, but I'm not. You know why? Because ain't nobody offering me shit.
That's true.
You should go shoot your own. I ain't doing nothing.
Hell yeah. When's your next album coming out?
I ain't got an album coming out.
You
I
got,
don't do nothing.
You got 15 albums out already.
I only do this.
You do this?
Well, I only
this
do this.
Is your comedy album now.
No, nah, man. This
yeah.
is just a fucking
Jamar's
live.
Neighborhood.
This is just a live public access show.
I dig it.
You know what I'm saying? This is all I fucking do, man. I do this, and I fuck. And I fuck, and then I
do this.
And then I do this, and then I fuck some more. Shout out to Black Dynamite.
I mean, that sounds like a great schedule you got.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know how much dick I can give out, but you know
you
what
give
I'm
out
saying?
Enough. That everybody wants more. You leave them wanting more.
Yeah, man. I leave them wanting more, man. God damn it, man. Yo, man. So anyway, so what's next? You got anything you want to plug again?
Let's see.
Just plug the same thing that
plug,
you did.
I guess I would plug my podcast, which is The Bald
called?
Spot with Jeffrey Baldinger on all platforms. I also would like to plug the dates that I got coming up in Spokane. Seattle, Chicago.
What dates?
We got April 22nd through 23rd in Seattle. We got the 4th and 5th in Spokane. We got Zanies May 18th through the 21st. It's going to be fun. You should come out and see any of those dates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Who is your hero?
Besides you?
On God in heaven.
Yeah.
That mean for real.
Yeah, I know. You are legit on God. You are one of my heroes because you're just so fucking genuine all the time. Like, you are creme de la creme. And I say that in all sincerity, in all seriousness, you're a fucking inspiration for artistic fucking work.
Oh, you talking about Martin? Yo, shout out to Martin, man. Shouts to Martin. Yes, he is.
Shouts to Martin.
Martin is a hero, man. We got to shout out Martin. We got to shout out McLovin. We got to shout out to Pimp Shoes. We got to shout out to Reggie Warrington.
Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, man. That's Dave Chappelle. We got to shout out to Jim Carrey. And we got to shout out to Niggas for Life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Man. I mean, I appreciate that, man.
I mean that for real, real.
Yo, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live?
If I could live anywhere in the world, like in real world, or like imagine, like if I could live, if reality was mine to bend. Well, like if you could live anywhere, you like maybe underwater, you know, because you could just like fucking.
You know what, man? Explore. That girl got you thinking different. Ever since that nigga been up under the sea, nigga, in a submarine, like, with a beautiful
crazy
woman.
It's amazing. Just like look underwater. It's like just be there. Come out.
Jerry about to get married. He ordained minister too, man. He gonna ordain his own shit.
I can marry everybody. I can marry you. And
can you marry yourself?
No.
Can you marry me and Tony?
I can.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Tony, man, come here, man. Oh, shit. Nah, man. Oh, no, no homo. No homo, dearly, man. Let's get married right here.
I can do it right now.
Let's get married right now.
I can do it right now.
Oh, but I would have to have a ring.
You don't have to have a ring.
Oh, all right. All right, go.
All right. All right. Dearly beloved.
No, 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 man, because people don't think we gay.
You said no homo, though.
Oh, yeah. All you right, said all right. No homo. All right, do it again. All right, all right.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to witness the union between Jamar Malachi Neighbors and Tony Gidley. Tony Gidley, do you take Jamar Malachi Neighbors
Go ahead.
To be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, Jamar Malachi Neighbor, do you take Tony Gidley to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I'm getting cold feet.
I just want to reiterate the fact
Tony,
I am an ordained minister and this will be legal.
Tony, I'm getting cold feet. I can't do that shit.
Can't do it? Okay.
I can't do it, Tony.
Tony, I'm sorry. The wedding has been called off.
You got nice hair, man. But I can't do that shit. Oh, man. You got a mustache, nigga. Ah. All right, man. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
Probably... My hair tends to mushroom.
You ever done mushrooms?
I haven't done mushrooms. Have you?
Yep.
Yeah? How I've do you like it?
They're all right, man. They make you put your life in check.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I like to do a lot of meditation.
You meditate?
I like to meditate. Damn. Try to get my life in check, you know,
You got a pocket pussy?
I don't.
Oh,
do you?
Okay. Nah, man. I got big ass cheeks though.
Yeah.
So I take my dick and I put it back and I sit on it one time. And I ride it.
Yeah.
Like this. And it's not gay because it's my dick.
No, it's your dick. It's your butt. It's,
oh, man. What is. Keep poking me, man.
Is it your dick?
No. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Cool, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right. What number are we at? Where are we at? 58 minutes. All right, nigga. I got two more.
All right.
I got two more questions for your ass.
All right.
Wait. Are there any shameless plugs I got to do?
You got.
We are live on the air, by the way.
On the air.
Okay. I can shout out to McLovin. Shout out to Martin. Shout out to Jim Carrey, man. He's one of my motherfucking heroes. God damn it.
See Sonic the Hedgehog 2 coming out in theaters. Support Pat Casey.
Yo, man, if y'all doing that motherfucking Jim Kid, that the fucking new Ace Ventura, yo, I'm that nigga. Yo, Niggas for Life right here. Shout out to the Comedy Store. Shout out to Pimpin'. Shout out to God right here.
That's the Holy Bible.
Yo, shout out to the Super Nintendo right here.
Shout out to the Joker.
Shout out to Valvoline. Shout out to Valvoline. Shout out to Freedom of Speech.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Contenders. And yo, man, we are live on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jamar's Neighborhood. Let's fucking go. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today has been fucking amazing. This is one of my best friends, one of the funniest people I know, man. He's probably going to get married real fucking soon, man. He already done been under the sea, nigga, and saw the Little Mermaid, nigga, up close and personal, boy. So, yeah, man, and check him out in Spokane, Washington.
Seattle, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
All dates on my website, jeffreybaldinger.net.
Yeah, man, shout out to Venmo.
@ Jeffrey Baldinger.
What's your favorite animal? Tell him that.
Tiger.
Yo, man, and tell him your favorite porn star.
Jamar Neighbors.
Yo, shit. Yo, man. And yo, man, you can see me, you know what I'm saying, somewhere out there, you know what I'm saying, probably beating up a nigga in a Waffle House.
Mm-hmm. Yo. I seen him do it.
Yeah.
I seen him do it.
Yo, man, I'm Jamar Malachi Neighbors. This has been Jamar's Neighborhood.
Thank you so much for having me.
Comedy Store. Thank you, Jeffrey fucking Baldiger. He's a god. Check out Dino Stampinopoulos, the show that will never be, but will probably
With your help, it can be. But Dino Stampinopoulos. Check it out, man.
Yo, shout out to the Aborted and all the bitches out there, you know what I'm saying, doing their fucking thing, man.
Shout out to Banana Assassin.
Shout out to niggas. Shout out to hoes. Shout out to Tony Gidley. Shout out to the world. Shout out to Brody Stevens, old creepy ass. Yo, shout out his old creepy ghost. Yo, shout out to
Robin Williams.
Yo, shout out to Robin Williams, man, for doing what the fuck he did.
Mm-hmm. And, inspired Brody.
Yo, man. All right, man.